If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Your favorite Theorial Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron, the overnight number to join 888-808-1019. Got Fleeks behind the glass. Whoops! The MLB trade deadline has come and gone. You would think the Yankees are in last place. The way the fan base has reacted. But he did get a wish. Your wish has been granted. Bye-bye, Anthony Volpe. Sent down along with the Martian. Jason Dominguez down as well. No longer with the big club. Now, talked about it last week in previous shows. In previous weeks, how, to me, it wasn't make or break to get a catcher. When you have the guys you have in this lineup, Bellinger, Stanton, they'll be back. Judge, I don't know. Rice, Jazz, even Grisham, Caballero. To me, the biggest need for this Yankee team was the bullpen. The biggest need. The bullpen. Not the catcher. Like the names that were thrown out there. Oh, I want to get Herrera. Oh, I want to get Hunter Goodman. They stink defensively. You have enough DHs on this team. Enough. Austin Wells defensively is fine. His framing is fine. And he's coming around offensively. It's about damn time. About damn time. But it was the bullpen, to me, that needed to be addressed. And they failed. Failed miserably. How many times do you want to put Hedrick out there? How many games in a row is this dude going to pitch? That's been the biggest issue. The bullpen depth. And then you get rid of Duvall, good. And he gives up the game-winning homer versus Cincinnati. But Fernando Cruz hasn't been good. Tim Hill, not good. And you have a night like Cam Schlittler had, where he was off 55, 60 pitches in two innings. Walked a career high in a game. Five guys. And the Yankees are getting their asses kicked early. 6-0 at home. Not good. But then you see what this lineup can do when they turn it on. You see what they can do. By the way, the Cardinals and the Yankees, 5 home runs each team, first time in Yankee Stadium history. That's happened. And the Cardinals, who had 5 home runs, like I said, 6 homers in the previous 17 games. Hello, Yankee Stadium for the Cardinals. By the way, Burleson just hit another home run. He had 3 home runs versus the Yanks. It was home run derby at Yankee Stadium. But the bullpen, to me, was the big issue. Not the starting pitching. You have plenty of it. Rodon was throwing to Stan earlier yesterday. So he should be on the way back. So that's not the issue. Gerrit Cole's looking like himself again. Cam Schlittler had a bad start. It happens. He's not going to be automatic all the time. But to me, Brian Cashman, and I don't even know if it's him. Let's be honest. Because with the Yankees organization, and I'm sure people have called up and said, if George was here. The one thing I will say about that, he would have never let the Red Sox get Adley Rutschman before the Yankees. He would never let that happen. If he wanted the catcher, he would have done it. But he's not here. His son's in charge. And his son has let Yankee fans know he's looking to save money. So don't you think for all the Brian Cashman haters out there that he has his hands tied? That he's going to take the bullets for ownership? And it seems like there's a lot of people that have their hands in a cookie jar. When it comes to the Yankees, this is not the old school, this is George's way or the highway Yankees. Those days are long gone. Tradition went out the window when he put an advertising patch on your sleeve. When he brought the beards. Tradition is gone. Gone. Now, the good news is, a move we talked about is George Lombard Jr., welcome to the big show. He'll be here versus the Cardinals later on today. I'm sure there'll be a lot of tickets sold for that. To see the debut of George Lombard Jr. Can we let the kid just be himself? Can we not compare him to Derek Jeter? Can we not compare him to anybody in the Yankees organization? See, that's the problem when it comes to the Yankees. You guys start labeling. He's the next Aaron Judge. Spencer Jones. That's what they were talking about. He's the next Jorge Posada. He's the next Bernie Williams. He's the next Derek Jeter. Can he just be himself? Being a Yankee, that's enough pressure. Comparing him to legends, that's a whole other ballgame. Now, the debate was, a lot of Yankee fans, I want Luis Arraez Jr. And truth be told, when I was looking at guys for the Mets next season, first base options, Luis Garcia Jr. was at the top of my list for first base for the New York Mets. And I think the Yankees got a hell of a ball player right there. He can hit his ass off. He's from the area. He can hit. He's killing it. He always kills the Mets. So Yankee fans are going to love him for that. But you saw in a big spot, big moment, go-ahead homer. At Yankee Stadium. Welcome to the Bronx. I'd much prefer Luis Garcia Jr. over Luis Arraez, who didn't want to move off second base. Now he's on the Phillies. He's the Phillies problem. That's a whole other story, what's happening with that infield. Good luck, Philly. But this lineup desperately needs offense. Desperately needs power with no Bellinger, no Stanton. No Judge. Other guys not holding the end of the deal. Jason Dominguez Jr. Jason Dominguez, Jr. Ryan McMahon. Austin Wells, again, who's coming into his own again. It's about time. Trent Grisham.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You needed that power in this lineup. It can't just be Ben Rice. It can't. Now, since coming back up, Spencer Jones has been playing well. He's been hitting well. Let him play every single day. Enough of this. Yankees have a tendency of letting a kid play a couple games and then see you later. You don't hear from him anymore. Prospect hugging, as they say. Well, if Spencer Jones is the next such and such as you think, let him play. Because when he connects, whew, it's special. You saw him Wrigley. He's going to have his moments when he doesn't deliver. But let's not crush him. Now, we don't know when Bellinger's going to be back. I don't honestly know when Aaron Judge is going to be back, if he's going to be back this season. I don't. And did that play into the trade deadline where we're not going to go completely all in because we're not going to have the best player in the American League or maybe in baseball back this season? So why bother? I think it's disrespectful to the guys in the clubhouse who've been holding down the fort with a lot of these guys not here. But I thought Luis Garcia Jr. was an absolutely excellent pickup for the Yankees. Let him play first in DH and vice versa. Ben Rice at first in DH. When Stan comes out, you figure it out. When he comes back, you figure it out. Even if you had to throw his frail ass in right field for a little bit. Luis Garcia Jr. has to play every day. His bat is tremendous. Tremendous. Now, if, and this is a big one, if Aaron Judge comes back, and when Bellinger's back, and when Stanton is back, this lineup is going to be a problem. But that's if everyone is back. I know the Red Sox traded a lot of prospects, and kudos to them. They're going for it. That's what you want to see. That's what you want from your team, from ownership. Go for it. Go for it. There's no guarantee that prospect that you love so much is going to pan out. That's no guarantee. I'd rather go for it. And when you have Aaron Judge, who's not getting any younger, Stanton definitely not getting any younger or healthier, Garrett Cole not getting any younger, go for it. Especially when it's looking like there might not be a season next year. And the American League is so weak. The White Sox making moves. The Guardians making moves. The Red Sox making moves. Tampa making moves. You're the Yankees. This weekend pissed me off with the Yankee fan, and here's why. When you're winning 4 out of 5 championships, right? Dynasty. Whooping everybody's ass. Did you complain that your team was signing everybody? You were the big spenders. You were the big boys on the block. You were the evil empire. You laughed at every other fan base complaining about this. Complaining about this. Well, spend. You have the money. Spend, spend, spend. And what's the problem with what the Dodgers are doing? What's the problem? They go and get everyone. Good. I'm jealous. You know what the Dodgers have that the Mets or the Yankees don't have? The palm trees and the beaches all year round. The beautiful weather all year round. A winning championship organization that's committed to winning. Where they make trades, they load up on prospects via these trades, and then they ship them out to go get the stars that they need. The Brewers have all the prospects in the world. What the hell are they thinking? They could have had Skubal. The Rays were in the mix. They got Peralta. We'll see what happens for Tampa. Good luck, Freddie. And I'm not going to say, thank you, Freddie. Freddie, for what? Thank you for what? Thank you for sucking? Mets embarrassed themselves with that tweet. Thank you, Freddie Peralta. What's next, a tribute video? But for any Yankee fan to be bitching and moaning about what the Dodgers do, you guys did the same thing. And you loved it. And I was jealous of it. Good. And now the shoes are the other foot. You don't like it. Tough. Again, I don't think it's Brian Cashman for the most part. I think it's ownership. I think Brian Cashman's hands are tied. He's going to be the guy that takes all the bullets because, hey, he's the one that talks every week. He's there, front and center. But I don't think it's him. It's ownership. So I know the Yankee fans didn't get what they wanted. I thought they would get bullpen help. They didn't. Carlos Ograni is not going to pitch in the big boys this year. That's what came out as well. So there goes all the hopes of Ograni coming up to help in his bullpen. We'll see what happens. Who's going to get shipped out to the bullpen when Rodon comes back? Is it Weathers? Is it Warren? Who the hell knows? But for anybody complaining about the catching situation, that's not the biggest need. It was bullpen help. And the Yankees organization failed at the deadline.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.